How to Get Your Kids to Read by Jane Borden from Real Simple. At some point, most kids will have to go solo. Encourage a reluctant reader to knock out those required pages with these tips. Schedule it. My kids don't always want to go to the grocery store with me, but they know it happens every week, says Carrie Riddell, founder of the website Brookopolis. We set aside time for soccer practice. Why not to read? Don't compete with electronics. You'll never win. Incorporate them instead. Try apps such as Epic, Reading Rainbow Skybrary Family, and Newsomatic. Download books onto your phone so the kids find them there too. Advocate for options. An article in School Library Journal noted that teachers estimated a 30% jump in reading when children chose books themselves. Talk to teachers, advocate for summer reading lists that are broad, allow choice, and include modern books, says Jen Robinson, a blogger at growingbookworms.com. For younger kids who have to complete reading logs, ask teachers to allow alternative journaling, such as illustrating a new cover, writing a letter to the author, or creating a map of a book setting, says Kira Parrott, reviews director at School Library Journal. Be a negotiator. Riddell used this tactic on her middle schooler. I tell him, you want me to drive you to baseball 3 times a week? I want you to read for 20 minutes a day. It's quid pro quo and a little bit of guilt, but it sometimes works. Know when to quit. Sometimes it's okay to skip hard parts, and sometimes it's okay to abandon a book, says Pam Allen, founder of Lit World and author of What to Read When. If it's a mandatory book, say to your kid, you read a page and then I'll read a page. Be an ally. He won't remember that hard book. What he will remember is you advocating for him to be a reader. It's totally fine to get the audiobook. When all else fails, Riddell suggests letting your kid listen to the first chapters to hook her and then transitioning to the text, or swap chapter by chapter. Says Allen, I'm a big advocate for reading aloud, whether it's you or the audio version. This article originally appeared on RealSimple.com.